This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
لله نحمده ونستعين به ونستغفره ونستهديه ونعوذ بالله تعالى من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا إنه من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدًا عبده ورسوله أرسله الله رحمة للعالمين وقدوة للمؤمنين ومحجة للسالكين وحجة للعباد أجمعين أنار الله به العقول وشرح به الصدور وفتح به أعينا عميا وآذانا صما وقلوبا غلفا فاللهم اجزه خير ما جزيت نبيا عن أمته ورسولا عن دعوته ورسالته وصل اللهم وزد وبارك عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه وعلى جميع من استن بسنته واقتفى بأثره إلى يوم الدين أما بعد فأوصيكم ونفسي بتقوى الله تعالى فإنه من يتق الله يجعل له مخرجا ويرزقه من حيث لا يحتسب All praise is due to Allah alone. In Him we seek aid and assistance, and to Him we turn both in repentance and for forgiveness. Truly He whom Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala guides, none can mislead. And he whom Allah leaves to go astray, there is none who can guide. And I bear witness that there is nothing worthy of worship save Allah alone, and that Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is both his servant and his messenger. The purpose of our life is the worship of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and in doing so, to save ourselves from the hellfire and to enter into Jannah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, فَمَنْ زُحْزِحَ عَنِ النَّارِ وَأُدْخِلَ الْجَنَّةِ فَقَدْ فَازِ Whoever has been drawn away from the fire and admitted into paradise, then they have succeeded, they have won, they have attained. وَمَا الْحَيَاةُ الدُّنْيَا إِلَّا مَتَاعُ الْغُرُورِ And indeed, the life of this world is nothing but the enjoyment of delusion. So real success, the real winner is not the person with the most wealth, the most cars, the most homes, but the one who has been drawn away from the hellfire and who has been entered into paradise. A Bedouin man once came to our Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He said, O Messenger of Allah, I cannot make my dua eloquent like yours and like Abu Musa radiallahu anhu. He said, you guys are so beautiful in your language. Your dua is so eloquent. He said, I can't make it like you. He said, all I do when I make dua is I say, O Allah, save me from the hellfire, and O Allah, enter me into Jannah. And the Prophet ﷺ said to him, all of my dua surrounds these two things. Everything I'm asking for surrounds these two things. Shaykh al-Islam ibn Taymiyyah rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, he wrote, in Majmu' al-Fatawa, a small treatise, a small kutayib, not really a book, like a small mini book, in which he listed asbab daf' al-uquba an al-abd al-mudhnib. What are the means to prevent the punishment from the servant who is sinful? And he listed 10 different things, 10 means, 10 ways, 10 mechanisms that save the sinful servant from the punishment of the hellfire. And some of the things he listed are things that we want, things we should try to implement in our lives, things that we have to implement in our lives, in fact. And some of them are things we don't want, and yet they will still help us by saving us from the hellfire. And so in today's khutbah, we'll talk about these 10 things that Shaykh al-Islam mentions. The first that he mentions is at-tawbah, the concept of tawbah, of repentance. The best way for our sins to be forgiven, the best mechanism to cause us to be taken away, drawn away from Jahannam, is tawbah. And tawbah itself is the action of the heart. It is the spiritual intent, the frame of mind. Taba wa inaba, it means to come back. And this is reminds us from its outset, this term tawbah, return back, come back. It reminds us that every sin creates a distance between you and between Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Every time we sin, the distance spiritually between you and Allah gets bigger. And so tawbah is to turn back. You've created this distance between you and Allah azza wa jal, so now with your heart, turn back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Tawbah is something all of us should desire, and it is an obligation upon every Muslim. Ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu, tubu ila Allahi tawbatan nasuha. O you who believe, everyone who believes, every Muslim who believes, tubu ila Allah. Make tawbah to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with sincerity. Everyone has to turn back to Allah. And tawbah destroys the sin. There is no sin that can withstand tawbah. The worst sin, worshipping other than Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, if the person makes tawbah and accepts Islam, what did our Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam say? Al-Islam yahdimu ma qablahu. Islam destroys what came before it. The tawbah of accepting Islam destroys what came before it. Tawbah itself destroys the sin that came before it. يا أيها الذين آمنوا توبوا إلى الله توبة نصوحة عسى ربكم أن يكفر عنكم سيئاتكم ويدخلكم جنات تجري من تحتها الأنهار. O you who believe, repent to Allah with a sincere repentance. Perhaps Allah will remove all of your sins and enter you into paradise. And we know in the Quran when Allah says عسى, عسى means perhaps. When He says perhaps about something good, it means for sure. When Allah says asa about something good, it means definitely. So when Allah says repent, perhaps He will forgive your sins, it means definitely He will forgive your sins. And if Allah says asa about punishment, if He says perhaps He will punish you, it means maybe He will punish you and maybe He will not. This is the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And so the concept of tawbah, according to many scholars, is part of the wisdom of why Allah created us to begin with. Because we have the conversation in Surah Al-Baqarah. Allah says to the angels, I will create mankind. What do the angels say to Allah? Are you going to create those who are going to shed blood and are going to cause corruption? The angels know this human being will sin. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, I know what you do not know. What is it that Allah knows that they do not know? The angels don't know tawbah, because they don't make sins. So Allah says, I know what you do not know. They are going to sin, but they're going to make tawbah. And this is of the wisdoms of why Allah created us to begin with. And our Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said in Sahih Muslim, لَوْ لَمْ تَذْنَبُوا لَذَهَبَ اللَّهُ بِكُمْ وَلَا جَاءَ بِقَوْمٍ يَذْنَبُونَ فَيَسْتَغْفِرُونَ اللَّهُ فَيَغْفِرُ لَهُمْ. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, if you were people who never sinned, Allah would get rid of you. And He would replace you with people who do sin and seek the forgiveness of Allah, and Allah would forgive them. And so Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala hates our sins, but He loves our tawbah. He loves our returning back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And so we should be constantly engaged in the tawbah of Allah azza wa jal. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, At-ta'ib min al-dhanb kaman la dhanba lahu. The one who repents from the sin is like the one who has no sin. And so this is first and critically the most important way for us to avoid the sins, to avoid Jahannam, is through tawbah. The second means to avoid the hellfire is similar to the first, but it is distinct and different. And it is istighfar, seeking the forgiveness of Allah Azza wa Jal. Someone may say, what is the difference between tawbah and between istighfar? Tawbah is the act of the hearts. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, an-nadamu tawbah. Regret is tawbah. Regret is tawbah. So the heart feeling regret, feeling it wants to get away from these sins, feeling it wants to return back to Allah azza wa jal, this act of the heart is tawbah. Istighfar is now when that tawbah translates into your actions and particularly into your words. You turn with your tongue to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to forgive you. Ya tawwab tub alayya, ya ghaffar ighfir li. All of this is istighfar. And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Wallahi inni la astaghfirullah wa atubu ilayhi fil yawm akthar min 70 marra. The Prophet said, I swear by Allah that I make istighfar and make tawbah to Allah every day more than 70 times. And this is Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, whom Allah already told him he forgave all of his sins past and future. And he is seeking the forgiveness of Allah more than 70 times a day. So what is our need to turn back to Allah azza wa jal? What is our need to seek the forgiveness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? We know the hadith Qudsi. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says that Allah says, أَذْنَبَ عَبْدْ ذَنْبًا فَقَالَ اللَّهُمَّ اغْفِرْ لِي ذَنْبِي. The servant commits a sin. So he turns to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He says, Oh Allah, I committed a sin. He says, Oh Allah, I've committed a sin, so forgive me. Allah says, عَلِمَ عَبْدِي أَنَّ لَهُ رَبٌّ يَغْفِرُ الذَّنْبِ وَيَأْخُذْ بِالذَّنْبِ غَفَرْتُ لِعَبْدِي. Allah says, My servant knows that he has a Lord who forgives sins and punishes sins. So I have forgiven my servant. So then the servant commits another sin and he makes istighfar. He says, Oh Allah, forgive me. And Allah says again, My servant committed a sin and he knows he has a Lord who forgives the sins and punishes the sins. So I have forgiven him. And he commits a sin again and he seeks the forgiveness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Allah says, My servant knows that he has a Lord who forgives the sins and punishes the sins. فَلْيَفْعَلْ عَبْدِي مَا شَاءَ مَا دَامَ يَسْتَغْفِرُنِي. So let my servant do whatever he wants so long as he seeks my forgiveness. This is a powerful hadith. How often do people get addicted to sins? They commit this sin one time. They seek the forgiveness of Allah. They make istighfar. They commit the sin a second time. They seek the forgiveness of Allah. They make istighfar. The third time, shaitan fools them. They say, I am terrible. There's no hope in me. There's no use in me. So they stop seeking the forgiveness of Allah Azza wa Jal. And they continue to do these sins. And the distance between them and Allah gets further and further and further. In this hadith, the narrator says, the servant committed the same sin over and over. And Allah says, No matter what he does, so long as he makes istighfar, I will forgive him. We have to make istighfar over and over. Even if you commit the same sin, so long as you feel that nadam, that regret, that want to turn back to Allah, that struggle to try to overcome the sin, even if you fail a million times, you have that heart that feels regret and seeks the forgiveness of Allah, Allah will forgive you. You have to keep struggling. This dunya is about struggling. This dunya is about struggling. You keep that struggle, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will forgive your sins. The third thing that he mentions that saves us from the punishment of the hellfire is our good deeds. Because the good deed removes the sin. We know the famous hadith when a man came to our Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He said, O Messenger of Allah, I saw a woman and my desire overcame me, and I went to her. And he went to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam saying, What should I do? The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam remained silent until Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala revealed the verses in the Qur'an. وَأَقِمِ الصَّلَاةِ طَرَفًا مِنَ النَّهَارِ وَزُلَفًا مِنَ اللَّيْنِ إِنَّ الْحَسَنَاتِ يُذْهِبْنَ السَّيِّئَاتِ. That establish your prayer in the morning and in the evening. Indeed, good deeds wipe out the sins. So the good deeds wipe out our sins. We know the Prophet ﷺ said to the companions, if any of you had a river flowing outside of their house, would you ever remain dirty? If you had easy access to water, remember they did not have easy access to water. He said, if you had easy access to water and you're able to wash yourself five times a day, You're able to clean yourself by going to this river 5 times a day. Would you be dirty? They said, of course not. The Prophet ﷺ said, and such are our 5 daily prayers. So the good deeds that we do, the 5 prayers, remove our sins. The Prophet said, Ramadan to Ramadan, expiate the sins between them, except for the major sins. He said, Umrah to Umrah, expiate the sins between them. Hajj removes all of the sins and you return like the day your mother bore you. All of this shows us what? The good deeds remove our sins. So the more good deeds we do, the more the sins that we have done are removed. وَالَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَعَمِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ لَنُكَفِّرَنَّ عَنْهُمْ سَيِّئَاتِهِمْ وَلَنُجْزِيَنَّهُمْ أَحْسَنَ مَا كَانُوا يَعْمَلُونَ Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, those who believe and do good deeds, لَنُكَفِّرَنَّ عَنْهُمْ We will remove and expiate from them all of their sins, and we will give them goodness for all that they have done. The fourth type of mechanism to remove our sins is the dua and the istighfar of other people for you. The dua of other people may save you and I from the hellfire. And for this reason, we are obliged to make dua for other Muslims. وَالَّذِينَ جَاءُوا مِنْ بَعْدِهِمْ يَقُولُونَ رَبَّنَا اغْفِرْ لَنَا وَلِإِخْوَانِنَا الَّذِينَ سَبَقُونَا بِالْإِيمَانِ Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, those who came after them, and they said, our Lord, forgive us and our brothers who preceded us in faith. As Muslims, we make dua for all the Muslims before us. We make dua for all of the other Muslims. In fact, one of the scholars, I believe it's Subki, he said, when a person doesn't pray his 5 daily prayers, part of his sin, he is going against Allah Azza wa Jal, but part of his sin is dhulm to other Muslims. He is oppressing other Muslims when he doesn't pray his 5 daily prayers. They said, why? He said, because in your prayer, you are making dua for other Muslims. And they have that haqq for you to make dua for them. SubhanAllah, it's a beautiful thing in our religion. Because in our prayer, we make dua for other Muslims. In our tashahud. And so, part of our deen is to make dua for other Muslims. And just like one day we will die, and we will wish that there are other Muslims making dua for us, we too have to make dua for our brothers and our sisters in Islam. The Prophet ﷺ said, من استغفر للمؤمنين والمؤمنات كتب الله له بكل مؤمن ومؤمنة حسنة. He said, whoever seeks the istighfar, seeks the forgiveness for other believing men and believing women, he will have a good deed for every believing man and every believing woman that he has made dua for. So the more dua we make for our brothers and sisters in Islam, the more that we will get reward, and the more that inshallah they will be saved from the hellfire if our dua is accepted. And we know our Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, he said, there is no Muslim who makes dua for his brother except in the absence of his brother, except that there is an angel that says, and may you have the same. May you have similar to what you asked for your brother. So how stingy are we when we don't make dua for our brothers and sisters in Islam? This increases the love between the Muslim ummah and the unity between the Muslim ummah. But it allows us to have forgiveness from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And perhaps that forgiveness that others seek for us will be the reason we are saved from the hellfire. Of what saves us from the hellfire as well are the trials and the pains and the suffering that we face in the dunya. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, مَا يُصِيبُ الْمُسْلِمُ مِنْ نَصَبٍ وَلَا وَصَبٍ وَلَا هَمٍّ وَلَا حَزْنٍ وَلَا أَذَى حَتَّى الشَّوْكَ يُشَاكِهُهَا إِلَّا كَفَّرَ اللَّهُ بِهَا خَطَايَا He said, there is no fatigue or disease or sorrow or sadness or hurt that befalls a Muslim, even if he were to prick a thorn in his foot, except that Allah will remove some of his sins because of it. All of the hardships of this dunya, the sickness that we get, the disease that we get, the hardships, the loss of money, the difficulties that we face, that we endure, if you expect the reward from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, every pain and hardship in this dunya is a source of Allah removing our sins. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala may enter us into the hell, into the Jannah, and save us from the hellfire because of our patience through the hardships of this world. And obviously the hardships of this world are not something we want. We don't desire it. We don't ask for it. We don't want it. But it may save us from the punishment of the hellfire. Likewise, also that is not desirable but will help us and save us from the hellfire is azab al-qabr, the punishment of the grave. The Prophet would seek Allah's protection from the punishment of the grave. And this is something every Muslim should seek the protection of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala from. Yet, there are people who will enter the grave and be punished, and because of that punishment, they will be saved from the punishment of the hellfire. And similar to this as well, the next point is the punishment of the Day of Judgment. People will suffer on the Day of Judgment from fear of what's going to happen, anxiety of what is coming. Allah will bring the sun close to the earth and people will sweat, so much so that people will drown in their sweat. And yet because of this, there are some people that Allah will enter them into paradise because that punishment will save them from the punishment of the hellfire. Allah will expiate the punishment of the hellfire because of what they endure from the punishment of the Day of Judgment. And yet still we ask Allah to grant us shade on that day. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to not make us of those who are suffering on the Day of Judgment. The next point is the good deeds that others do for us after we pass away. So after we die, if you have a son who makes dua for you. And the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, when the servant dies, everything is cut off from him except for three. One of them, وَلَدٌ صَالِحٌ يَدْعُ لَهُ, the righteous child who prays for him. So when you die and your child is making dua for you, this may be the reason you are saved from the hellfire. Likewise, there are other deeds. The person does umrah on your behalf, or hajj on your behalf, or teaches people beneficial knowledge that he learned from you, he teaches it to others. Then that comes to you in the grave and saves you. You build a masjid, you build a well, you sponsor an orphan, they make dua for you. All of these things that we do in this dunya, inshallah, are things that can help us in the grave. Sometimes we enter the masjid, we say, may Allah forgive and may Allah show mercy to those who build the masjid. We have no idea who they are. May Allah forgive and show mercy to those who built the school, to those who built this well, to those who did these things. We make dua for these people, we don't even know them. And your dua may save them from the punishment in the next world. So all the good that we do in our lives, inshallah, can reverberate in our graves and can protect us from the punishment. The next point is the ninth one, the intercession of our Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the shafa'a of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. If we receive the intercession of our Prophet, we will surely be saved. And one of the things that we do after we hear the adhan is we make dua for our Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allahumma rabbi hadhihi ad-da'wati at-tamma was-salati al-qa'ima ati Muhammad al-wasilata wal-fadila wa ba'athhu maqaman mahmuda alladhi wa'adtahu. All of this dua that we make, this is a dua asking Allah to give our Prophet al-maqam al-mahmud, the praised station. He gets this station and he makes shafa'a for his ummah. So we make dua, O Allah, give him that station so that he will make shafa'a inshallah for us. And this is a beautiful thing for us to think about. We know the hadith of our Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He said, I was given the choice between half of my ummah being saved, entered into Jannah, or between shafa'a. فَاخْتَرْتُ الشَّفَاعَةَ, I chose shafa'a, I chose intercession. He said, فَإِنَّهَا أَعَمْ, it is more comprehensive, more people will be saved through the shafa'a of the Prophet than half of the ummah. And he said, it is for the ones who sin, and the ones who make mistakes, and the ones who are stained with all of their sins. The shafa'a of our Prophet ﷺ saves us. And so what helps us attain the shafa'ah of our Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam as well is following the sunnah of our Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Because we know the hadith where the Prophet will be standing at Al-Hawd, Al-Kawthar, giving people to drink from it, interceding on their behalf. Whoever drinks from this Hawd will never go thirsty again. And the Ummah of Muhammad is coming to the Hawd. And some people, every time they get closer, the angels grab them and throw them away. So they come running back. But the angels grab them and throw them away. And the Prophet ﷺ tries to intercede. And he says, "Hum min ummati," they are from my ummah. And the angels say to our Prophet ﷺ, "Innaka la tadri ma baddalu ba'dak." He says, "You do not know what they changed after you. You don't know what they innovated and what they changed in your religion after you passed away. They did not follow your sunnah. They tried to change the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They tried to justify what is haram. They were not just sinful, they were trying to change the religion." So the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, when he hears this, he says, "Suhqan, suhqan biman baddala ba'di." He says, "Far removed, take them away. Far removed are those who changed the religion after me." And so to attain the shafa'ah of our Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, we need to stick to the sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam. فأقول قولي هذا واستغفر لي ولكم استغفروه إنه الغفور الرحيم. بسم الله والحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله وعلى آله وصحبه ومن والاه. The final point, the 10th point that he mentions, is the rahmah of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the mercy of Allah azza wa jal. Many people will deserve the hellfire, and they will not enter it only because of the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We know our Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam said that Allah said, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam said that Allah has 100 portions of mercy. And one portion He sent to the earth. With that one portion, the mothers show affection to their children. Even the birds give the food, chew the food and give it to their children. With that one rahmah, all of the mercy that exists in this dunya comes out of that one rahmah that Allah sent to this earth. So what about the 99 that are remaining? The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam says, Allah has kept the 99 for the day of judgment. On that day, Allah will show mercy to people that we cannot even imagine. He will show mercy we cannot even understand. And so this compassion will come and will save people who otherwise do not deserve to be saved. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَرَحْمَتِي وَسِعَتْ كُلِّ شَيْءٍ. My mercy encompasses all things, overcomes all things. In fact, our Prophet says that when Allah created the creation, He wrote in His book, إِنَّ رَحْمَتِي سَبَقَتْ غَضَبِي. My mercy is greater and outpaces my anger. And so we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to include us amongst those who will attain His mercy on that day. إن الله ملائكته يصلون على النبي أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما. اللهم صل وسلم على سيدنا ونبينا وحبيبنا محمد. اللهم صل على محمد ما ذكره الذاكرون الأبرار. وصل عليه ربنا ما تذوع مسك وفاح. صل عليه ربنا صلاة وسلاما دائمين إلى يوم الدين. وعلى آله وأصحابه الطيبين الطاهرين. وعلى أمهات المؤمنين. وعلينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين. اللهم لا تدع لنا في مقامنا هذا ذنبا إلا غفرته، ولا هما إلا فرجته، ولا دينا إلا قضيته، ولا مريضا إلا شفيته، ولا مبتلا إلا عافيته، ولا حاجة من حوائج الدنيا والآخرة هي لك الرضا ولنا فيها الصلاح إلا قضيتها وسرتها برحمتك أرحم الراحمين. اللهم أعز الإسلام والمسلمين، وعلي بفضلك كلمة الحق والدين. اللهم حبب إلينا الإيمان وزينه في قلوبنا وكره إلينا